We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are on page now Ayin Vav. We're in the middle of the piece of Ot Lamed, which is speaking about the Shvira. So let's continue over here. Baram Ot Zrichi Manu Leodia Beze Dekivan Shelifne Shenishboru Asheva Tachtono Denikudim Kiblu Shefa Umochi Meshlosh Rishonot Denikudim. וכידוע עניין נתינת מוחים באלמה, שכאשר העליונים משפיע מוחים בתחתונים, סביר הדנאי של העליונים מצפשטות או מתלבשות גם הם בתחתונים, ביותם מלבישים אל שפע המוחים הנמשך אל התחתונות, וכאשר נבאה בזאת השם במשך סוד, בסוד עניין נתינת מוחים מכל מקום. המחמת זה היו בחינת השייכות לחוב ולכתר, למתוכח מנבינה, לכתר, גם הם מלווה שבתוך השבע התחתונה שלפני שנשברו. Excuse me. ונעשו שם עצם מעצמם בצע מבצרם. ובחינת אלו של השלוש ראשונות, גם הם נופלו למטה בעת השביר למקום. עולמות ביה ביחד עם שברי הכלים של השבע התחתונות, ולא נשאר בעצלות כמו בחינות העיקריות שלהם, שלא היה בהם אלא ביטול פגם, ונפלו רק עד סוף הצילות בלבד, כך כנזכה להם. So let me just explain to you what's going on over here. In the previous piece we explained that the three top Sfirot, which is Keter Chochma Bina, they came out from that Naim Da'ak. What happened was is that as they came out, each one had a particular deficiency. So the Keter had what's called the Pagam, as we said yesterday. And therefore the Nahi of the Achuraim fell down to the lower parts of the world of Atzilut. And then when you came to the Chochma and Bina Sfirot, they also had their deficiencies, and they had they had a miksat bitul, what's called a bitul in Abba v'Ima, and their achoraim, their complete achoraim, fell down to the lower parts of Atzilut, and obviously the Zayin Tachtonim, their panim and achoraim broke, so their complete kelim, complete vessels shattered, and they fell not only that they go through the lower parts of Atzilut, they also fell all the way down into the new worlds called Bria Yetzias into Bia. Now he's mentioning that's all Pshat. Now Api Sod, that means this is really based, I think, on the Rashash, on the Chovetzana, that explains that there's a Yesod of Albashan all Bechinas. Okay, this is very important to understand, to remember this. That in everything there is something else. That means there's the Habosh of the Naiv, the Elyon. That means the Netzer Hod Yesod of the Elyons makes and is part and parcel of the parts of a Tachton. That means the whole parts of a Tachton is built on the Naya, the Elyon. And therefore, saying that, the same concept would apply by the Shas Shvira. Shas Shvira is also had an element of Keter in Chochma Bina, and Chochma Bina also had their elements, that means the Nahi, or the Hashpa of the Nahi, in the lower Svirot of the Zayin Tachtonim. Therefore, it comes out that when the Zayin Tachtonim broke, they took pieces of Chochma and Bina, and as well of Keter, with them into the lower world. So, what we explained originally, that the Gimel Rishonos, the first three, which is Keter, Chochma, Bina, fell into the lower world of Atzilut, and did not go into the lower worlds of Biria, Yetziratzia. That was only speaking about their Iker essence. That's what he calls Bechinas Ikriyut, the main elements. Masha Einkin, when it comes to their their associate elements, which are let's say ha'ara, the totza of their essence, It's hard to describe this in English, but you understand what I'm talking about. The parts which are not the ikar part of the tzvirot, that enter into the lower tzvirot of the Zayin Tachtonim, from Chesed down to Malchut. And when the Chesed down to Malchut broke, they took with them elements of the Gimur Rishonot. And then nafkamina would be in the kavanot, obviously. That when a person is mechaven, what is a person mechaven to bring up from the worlds of Bia? Is he mechaven just to bring up the Zayin Tachtonim that fell? Or is he mechaven to bring up also the Ketzach Chochma Bina? That would be the nafkamina. Okay, that's what he mentioned in this paragraph. Let's continue. Nimza. So therefore it comes out that besides the kelim of the zayin tachton that fell down to bia, noflu gam ezer chalakim me'agar lemata bi'bia. Also the gar, the keter chochma bina, also fell down into the bia. Ze milvad chalakim shel agar shenoflu b'tachtit atzilut. So therefore there are two gar that you have to focus on. You have to bring up the gar which is the lowest part of Atzilut, and also you have to do an alias man of the gar which fell into Bia. Ubezir yuvan inyan sod rafach nitzutzim amitchabrim Bia va'olim leAtzilut liitaken shem abba shemot ab amiramzim lenitzitzot zayin tachtonim. Excuse me. וגם לנצות חוכמה ובינה. Excuse me. והיינו, כי החלקים דחוכמה ודבינה, אפילו חלקים של קטן, נפלו עם שברי כלים דשבע תחתון לביה, וכמו שהתבאה להלן. So he explains that this, we could understand why there's two sets of rafach. There's the rafach nitzutzim, which are which go down with the Shivrei Kelim. Rafach Nitzutzim are basically the sparks of light coming from their neshamas of the Zayin Tachtonim. Remember, we know the lights, that means the neshamas, the orot pnimiut, which are in the Kelim, stayed in the world of Atzilut. And the Kelim, the vessels, went into Bia. When the Kelim broke and went into Bia, they came with them what's called a fractions of light, which coming from the Or Pnimi, which is called Rafach Nitzutzim. Those are the sparks of light come from the actual neshamas of those kelim, and they go down to Bia, and then Ve'olim La'Tzilut Itaken. And then eventually, what you have to do is you have to bring up the Shivrei Kelim from Bia into Atzilut, and as well, not to forget the Nitzutzot. Now, and what are these nitzutzos? He mentioned these are the Arba Shemot Ab. As we know, those are the four main building blocks of all thing, which is Ab, Sag, Ma'u, Ben, as you remember. Ab is the Gematria of 72, the Havaya, the Yudim it's called. Sag is the Havaya, the of very similar to Yudim and Aleph when you spell the Vav. And then you have the Havaya of Ma, again the Gematria 45. That's the Havaya of Alephim. And then you have the Havaya de Ben, which is the Havaya of the Havaya Kfula. Now when we speak about the Rafach particularly, we're going to be focusing on, particularly, that's it, because it's love bedafka, but particularly we're focusing on the Havaya, the Ab. Now it's not a sugya, so you're just mentioning it in passing, so we're not going to go into that right now. Now that's going to be directed, those netutzos are going to go down with the Shivrei Kelim into the Zayin Tachtonim, into Bia, and as well there's netutzos which carry forth the Chochmah and go which are directed to Chochmah Bina. The question is, why Chochmah Bina? We can ask the question, Chochmah Bina, they're not going down to Bia. The answer is yes, according to the Rashash, according to what we just said early on, there are Chalakim of Chochmah Bina also in the Zayin Tachtonim which fell down to Bia. Okay, so let's continue now on page Ayin Zayin. And a new piece in Ot Lamed Aleph. So let's just read the title. Ahevdel Shebena Keli de Keter, the difference between the Keli Keter and the Keli de Chochma Obina, the Chub. בינם לכלים של הזיים שגרם להיות בהם פגם ביטול ושבירה. Okay, we're going to speak about all those things, about the kelim of the keter, kelim of the chuv, and also the kelim of the zayin tachtonim. V'tzirichim anu on ot lamed aleph, page ayin zayin. V'tzirichim anu livayer tam lama kelim shel ha'shlosh rishonot mi'ikra lo nishboru. Why did the first three did not actually break? Sheyochlo lisbol le'to'or shenichnas b'hem, that the first three were able to take the light and to consume it and not to be affected by it, I mean not to break, as did the Zayin Tachtonim broke. Rak echad kach, rak achar kach, macham ha-shviat omitat, ha-shviat tachtonon, hayu gam b'gam b'bitul levad, v'lo shvira omita. It's only once the Zayin Tachtonim have broken, they affected the Elyonim. But in essence, really, the Zayin, the Gal, should not have broken at all, should not have been affected whatsoever. So he's asking, what is the difference over here, exactly, between the first three and the next seven? היה בקם וקם ביטול לבב ולא שווה. מכל, עוד מכל זה מוכר, שהיו כלים שלהם חזקים יותר מהכלים של הזד. So we see that the kelim of the zayin, the gar, was stronger than the zayin tachton. And why is that? ועוד, שכלי זה קטע היה יותר חזק מהכלים של החוב, שלכך רק נפגם הקטע ולא נתבטל. And we know that the clay keter was less affected than all the rest. Now, why is that? What is the difference in strength, keter being stronger than Chochma Bina, and Chochma Bina being stronger than the Zayin Tachton? What's the reason for that? V'hine, atam lekol zehu, al pi ma shezacharnu le'ed. This is according to what we said early on. Shekeli ha'nikudim kasher ovru derech achav, that's the orot of Ozen Chotem Peh, shovu mehem harod letzorch hizuk lehem. As the olam nikudim, the ten sefirot came out from the naim the ag, they drew forth strength from the lights of the achav. וכל שקיבלו הכלים הרע מהאחב יותר משור גדול, כך נתחזקו כליהם יותר. So the more the keli would draw from that particular area of the ozen chotan peh, therefore that would reflect on the strength of its keli. והוא כי כלי הכתר קיבל אור מעצמות אור ha'ozen chotan peh. Now the keli keter received the most light from the orot ha'achav, from the worlds, of achav. It received from the ozen chotan peh. Ela shekibel ha'or shelem beirichok. It received the essence of it, except that it was quite far from it. Rak la'achre shegil shibulat zaken. Keter only received the hashpa, those orot, only from the chin downwards of Adam Kadmon. Ulachain haya beketer rak tzat pagam. Therefore, that resulted in a little bit of a pagam in keter. Now, keli chokma bina shekiblu rak ara or ozen ve'atzmut or chotem ve'pe. Now, the keli chokma bina, they had something different there. They had less of an awe of ozen, right? They only had what's called the ha'ara, which is a watered down version of the actual light of ozen. But they did receive the atzmut of the or chotem peh, the actual full thrust of the shefa of the chotem peh. Melachim haya behem bitul bilvad ba'achurayim shelahem. Therefore, they had a pagam more than keter; their whole entire achurayim broke. Now the zayin tachtonim lo kiblu el ara shel chotem peh bilvad. The zayin tachtonim only received ha'ara from the chotem peh bilvad. ולא קיבלו אפילו ערה מאור אוזן, and they didn't receive any ערה from the אוזן whatsoever, ולכן נשבור הכלם פנים ואחוריים פנים ואח ונופלו לבי הכניסקה. So therefore that resulted, since they only received they did not receive from the אוזניים at all, they only received from the חותן הפה. Therefore, that reflected in how much broke. That means the panim and the achoraim of the entire keli broke. Well, I must tell you that the truth of the matter is that Ariza does not say like this exactly. From the Loshon there in Sha'achav and Sha'atanta, that it's mashma that the that even the lower bechinas of Chochma and Bina and the Zayin Tachton did receive from the Oizen, except that it was a very, very much lower area. Therefore, that is why they broke. That is true. But the reason why he's not mentioning that they received, as if they did not receive anything, because it was such a low area, therefore it was Nivla and the other Oros, and therefore it wasn't recognized. So according to the degree of their receiving lights from the Achav, קיבל לבד מאור היוצא דר שם כלחוב אלבישו לפחקים אילאין דנצחו דאק וקיבלו שניהם יחד שותפות מאור היסוד דאק. So he's saying according to the level of energy and force and shefa that the kelim received, the asara Sfirot of the act they received from the Achav, that would then reflect on how much they receive from a different set of lights. And these different set of lights came out from three different places on Adam Kadmon. One place that the Orot from Adam Kadmon came out from is from his Tibor, from his waist, particularly his belly button. Now, another Mokum where there was a Yetzias Orot from Adam Kadmon was the Yesod of Adam Kadmon, and the final place we'll see that comes the Orod come out from Adam Kadmon is, believe it or not, on his toes. From his toes of Adam Kadmon, between his nail, particularly between his nails and the flesh of his flesh of his toes, between the, in that mokum over there, it's called the Yetzias of Orod. So those three different places, lights were coming out from the goof of Adam Kadmon. Now, who received what? So we have 10 Sfirot, so how do you divide 10 into 3? So he says that since Keli Aketa received from the highest light of Achav, therefore he was able to mekabel from the Chotem, from the Tibor, sorry, of Adam Kadmon. That was the lights that he received. Keli Chochma Bina received less light from Achav, therefore they were not able to receive from the Tibor, but rather they were able to receive from the Yesod, the Ora that were coming from the Yesod, the Adam Kadmon. And then finally, the Zayin Tachtoni, which received the least of all three, they were only able to receive from the Orod that were coming from the Tipunei Raglayim of Adam Kadmon, from the toenails of Adam Kadmon. So let's continue reading in the text. V'keli chub ilbishu lepchakim ilain denetzacho de Adam Kadmon kiblu shnehem biyachad shituf me'or yesmeor hayesod de'ak. Therefore, then they were received the most amount of ore. I mean, more than Zayin Tachton, they were able to make out from the Yesod Adam Kadmon. Aber keli dezat shilbishu lehamshich anaydak. Lehemshech anai da'ag, right? The rest of the netzach od yisod of Adam Kadmon kiblu rak a'ra bilva mitzipone raglav de'ad kamon. They were only receiving from the lights from the orod coming out from the feet. Hari, and it comes out she'orod elu shel atibur v'yisod v'tziponaim. Therefore, the lights which are coming up from the Tibur, and from the Yesod, and from the Tzipurnaim, hem minei avalim ayotzim mipnimiyut Adam Kadmon, der shalosh motzaot hanal, kedei la'ir bekeili hanikudim amalbishim sham v'lechazkan. Now, what was the purpose of this all coming up from his Tibur and the Yesod and from his ragli Tzipurnaim? The answer to that is that in the all, the tafkid of that all was in order to mechazik the kelim of the asara kelim, which were coming out from the nine, the ak. That was the purpose, to create the kelim. Well, more rather, the kelim were being formed already from the oral to achav, which it absorbed, and now it's being reinforced. That's a good word, reinforced by these oral come out from the pinimis of ak. Amachamat shinuyim elu sheyesh besede kabbalat kelim dinikudim tchila me'achav ubisof mitibo yisod tziponayim de'ak kach. Hitam nitchazek akelim shalehem v'hayta b'em shvira ba'ofen anal. Since therefore there was a combination of light that the ten nikudim received, they received first of all from the lights of Achav, and now they received from the lights of the goof of Adam Kadmon, that reflect on them breaking the different degrees. Remember, that was the original question. Why did they break? The Keter broke a little bit, Chochma Bina broke a bit more, and then Zayin Tachtonim broke the most. What was the answer to that? The answer to that was a combination of elements which created their Kalim from the beginning, and therefore that established the degree of Shvira that would happen to them. Sheketer Rak Pagam Ba'achore Nai Shalom, so therefore the the pogam happened on the backside of the nahi, the chub shenitbatlu achoraim kulo shelehem v'noflu tachtit atzilut v'elu azayin tachton nishburu v'noflu kelehem legamri v'pani v'achoraim lebi'ah. And therefore that would explain all the different levels. Okay, so let's continue now. We're on page Ayin Chet and we're starting Ot Lamed Bet. This is something we mentioned early on, called Rafach Nitzutzim. Sod Rafach Nitzutzim Shenoflu Im Kelim Amichayim Otam B'mitatam. As we explained, whereas the Kelim of the Zayin Tachtonim broke and they fell into the lower world, they were accompanied by what's called the sparks. What are these sparks? These sparks come from their own lights, right? In every keli, you have the exterior part of the keli, and then you have the neshama inside the keli. So parts of these little parts of the neshama of each and every individual keli went down. Well, these are called the sparks in the tzutzim. Went down and accompanied the keli, its associated keli, in the world of bi'ah. Now the reason for that was in order to mechay the keli, because the keli, a goof by itself, disintegrates, right? You put a dead person in the earth, he disintegrates, his body disintegrates, right? Because there's no more chiyut, there's no more life to it. The life force keeps the body fresh and alive. So therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want these keli to stay there, buried there in the world of bi'ah, right? In that state of mitah, non-existence, but rather he wants to keep them alive in order for us to give us the avodah Hashem that we have, which is to raise up these kelim. And obviously by raising the kelim, we're also raising up what's called the life force, which the minimal life force which was given to them by these nitzutzim, So let's see that inside. Ot Lamed Bet, page Ayin Chet. Ot Tzrichim Anu Leodia Binyan Shivratam VeNifilatam Shel Hashem Malchei Kedem Ma'em Achalakim Shelahem Naflu Lemata Uma Naaseh Mehem BeNifilatam. He's going to discuss now the details of their breakage, exactly how much, and so on and so forth. Hine Kava Amaldo. We already mentioned. שבכניסת אורות בשבע תחתונות בעולם הניקודים תוך הכליהם נשברו הכלים שלהם שלא יוכלו לסבול אורות. We know that the oar, as the oar was coming into the kelim for the first time, they shattered and they broke and fell and down to the world. נפלו למטה ונסו מהם עולמות ביה. They created the world of ביה. אולם עדיין צריך אמנו להודיע בזה שבגם קלקול השבירה לא היה בכלים מחוד, אלא גם באורו שבתוך הכלים. והוא כי מכל אור ואור משבת האורות הנעל נפקמו איזה חלקים התחתונים גורים שבהם אותם שהיה בהם תרובת של כוחות דין וגם חלקים אלו של האורות נופלו למטה עם הכלים. So the way the author is writing it over here, he's saying that there was a pagam in the all, and that even that the all, which is a spiritual entity, a complete spiritual entity. I mean, everything we speak about is spiritual entities, but this is the most intense spiritual entity that we have. It's called the Orot. They also had a pagam. But the truth of the matter is that Ariza doesn't put it down this way. He actually says the opposite, that there was no pagam in the all whatsoever. But rather, what there was is a necessity of the Orot to go down into Bia in order to mechai the Kelim. Those are the words of the Ariza Pshuto. So either he must be getting it from a different source, which I'm not aware of, or there must be some difference over here that we're not aware of. But the Pashup Shad is that, again, there was no Pagam in the Oro, there was only Pagam in the Kalim, and the Oro was just there to accommodate the Kalim. Biotam Tocha Kalim, Lemata, Bemokom Shlosha Olomot Biyam, Hem sham mechayet the kelim. So the purpose as well, and the purpose as he's mentioning over here, is to mechay the kelim, to keep the kelim alive. Sorry. Kedesh kaimo ad lizman tikunam v'tchiyatam, in order to keep them alive until the resurrection is time. It's time for them to move up. V'hu kedugmat adam sheba olam hazeh, v'kasher hu met, ikar nishmato mistalek mimenu. רק איזה נוצית תאורה מחקן נפשו נשארים בתוך עצמות שבקבר כדי לקיימו עד את התחייה ויוכלו לקום לחיות בתחיית המתים. It's the same thing like a person. A person dies, his goof goes into the ground, his neshama leaves him, and therefore he waits, his body waits till until the time of tchiyat ha-metim, which he will come back to life. Now the essence of this oil is called Rafach Netzutzim. Those are the sparks which go down in order to keep the body alive, or to keep the, in our case, the Tchiyat HaMetim of the Zayin Malachim. V'chaim et hakelim shenoflu lemata v'nitbur tachat hakarka d'atzilut. Now they're called Rafach Netzutzim, which is a gematria of 288 sparks. Now, where does this number from 288 come from? The inner mispar rafach nitzutzim, hu kefi mispar nitzutzot shel naflu mecheshbon otiyot hashemot shel sheva orot, kemo shizbay besamoch. So this gets, it's a little bit technical, but we can get through it. Now he's going to come out with a cheshbon, the calculation of where the 288 sparks, where did they come from? Very interesting. Okay, I think before we get into this calculation, I think we'll stop it here because we're running out of time. No point just going halfway through the piece. And in Tashem, next time we'll continue and we'll finish off this Ot Lamed Bet. Okay, good.